the blades of glowing grass. I see you, the same eyes reflect the world that falls apart. There's a fire in my heart, 'cause this faith is all I have. I'm freer than the bird. We soar above the broken arch. The train line in Seaforth. We sit and watch the planet die in up above. We sit and smile without concern. Now walk through shop centers together. Our love dissolves this universe. I see you, my same eyes reflect the world that falls apart. There's a fire in our heart. Maybe this faith.
Hello. That was Seaforth by King Cruel. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. That last song was Seaforth by King Cruel. I'm Lauren. Welcome to Pisces season. We have a guest.
Hello.
Of course. God. it's been a while since I've been on the radio. And it just so happens that I've been busy, believe it or not.
Very busy.
I have other hobbies than speaking into a microphone for an hour.
It's like a betrayal of Wumpho.
Oh, and it's a little loud. I don't like the white noise, even though it's like predominantly what you can hear. So I've been playing music in the background. Last week I was not here because I... Wow, it is loud today. I wasn't here last time because we were stuck in solar eclipse traffic.
Oh, so true. Wonderful experience.
Yeah.
The traffic specifically.
It was beautiful. If you haven't ever seen an eclipse, you need to go and make sure you see the next one. However, I did realize today that it's literally in like the middle of nowhere, the next one in America. We all got pranked. They were like, oh guys, but like there will be the next one in the US is in 2044. No, it's not. It's literally in Canada.
It's like North Dakota
and it's like the middle of the woods,
like middle of like freaking
nowhere. It's literally in the middle of nowhere. So that was a lie. They all lied to us. NASA fooled us all. Unless you're going to like middle of the woods, It's not pulling up for some reason. I'm trying to look at a picture of it. But yeah, it's so not where anyone's gonna go. Like, and then it goes through like rural Canada.
I'm holding up for $20.99.
But it does look like a $20.99.
I think that's the next legit one. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is really crazy. I don't know why I won't pull up the pictures, but whatever. Yeah, so you might as well just like take a little vacation for yourself, hit up Spain or Iceland. Cannot recommend Iceland enough.
So true.
And if you do go, you absolutely must ride horses there. They have the cutest horses in the world.
Paid for by Iceland Institute of Tourism.
Yeah.
This message, not the horses. Those you have to pay for.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry. I have some ideas for talking points tonight.
Let's work the audience through it.
But I'm not going to get to them yet because I think you guys should be allowed to listen to a little bit of music before listening to me talk for the rest of the night. But I understand if you also really want to hear me talk for the rest of the night, because I do too.
We're in luck.
Yeah, so I don't really have any ideas for tonight's show. I actually don't even know if the phone is working because the headphones are broken, so I don't even know if you could call in and recommend me a song. But you could use the DJ chat option at WMFO.org if you were so inclined to tell me a song to play. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoy this next song / the rest of my show, I guess. Anyway, I don't know. Enjoy.
the morning, about a quarter till three, I'm sitting here talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee. And to tell you that, dog, I've been so satisfied. Honey, since I've met you, baby, since I've met you, oh, since that I've been around, and all the good-looking girls I've met, they just don't seem to fit in. No, in this particular set, yeah. But it seems so natural, dawg, that you and I are here just talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Say it so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee, and all. And I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy. I met you, darling, honey, since I met you, baby, yeah. I would love to have another drink of coffee now. And me, darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. Don't want no cream and sugar, cause I got you now, dog. But just let me enjoy, help me to enjoy this good time that we're having. It's so early in the morning, so early, so early in the morning. And I got you, and you got me.
That was All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. And before that was Cigarettes and Coffee by Otis Redding. So now we're back to talk about something that we all probably want to talk about, which is Elizabeth Holmes.
Love her.
Love her or hate her, she's an icon. For very bad reasons.
Don't get any funny ideas.
Yeah, no, I won't. But we just started watching the Elizabeth Holmes docu-series thing. It's like a reality show, honestly. It's like not real. The Dropout on Hulu with Amanda Seyfried or whatever her last name is. And it's a classic. I've seen it before. This is Nate's first time watching it.
It is.
But I've been picking up on a lot more things that I don't think I really picked up on the first time watching this show.
From the story or from like the way the show?
Yeah, from the way they made the show.
Okay.
Mainly just like how much they blame her for like literally everything that's ever happened in her life. And, like, all of it's, like, just, like, being set up as, like, yeah, she sucked from the start. Which is, like, true.
I don't know if that's the impression I'm getting, though.
Yeah, but the, like, family, like, when she sits down with the family, and she's, like, yelling at the, like, family friend being, like, I'm actually going to Stanford.
Before. Oh, yeah. That's true. That was a bad look.
What, we just started the show, but I'm very excited to watch all of it again. One thing that we haven't gotten to is her voice.
I just read about that on the Wikipedia, actually.
It's insane.
She spoke with a deep baritone voice.
Have you seen videos of her speaking?
No.
She's like, yeah, here at Theranos, like, she talks like exactly like that, but like
that's crazy.
Lowers her voice more.
Why? Is it
but
that,
like her accent is so weird. Because
whoa.
I think it's kind of like a like to be more manly and like be taken more seriously. Except it's very clear that it's a fake like voice because it's too low. Like
that's
it's
so
like it's like weirdly low. Like
also,
it's just,
there's no way that it's just an extra thing for like for
yeah
what, you know
yeah no
also
exactly.
I'd spend so much like brain power trying to like keep up the accent that
yeah.
like you know I feel like you gotta preserve that for all the CEOing that you gotta do.
Yeah, well there are like clips of her slipping up.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's incredibly embarrassing. It's also the Wikipedia article that I was reading talks about how like they're that her family was like, oh yeah, it's real, and then she literally like admitted it wasn't real.
So
and
awkward.
It's just like that sucks. Like her family's just trying to like be nice and like support her, and she's like, yeah, I actually just like
yeah,
made that up anyway.
That's tough.
Yeah, what do you think of the show so far?
I think it's good. I think it's a crazy story. I think it just framing her as like ambitious. Really ambitious. Not like I mean I haven't gotten to like the part where it actually gets like shady but
yeah. But I mean I don't know the like it is true many like actual qualified professionals before she even started any of this was like you're literally not gonna succeed like you're
true.
Not gonna do this
but I think she was a victim of like Instagram Sigma grind set like not like literally but like they're talking about the same things you know they're like
what
worship here wait bear with me here
okay.
They're like worshiping CEOs and like you know like oh like I wake up at 4 a.m and I like you know I tell my boss what to do and I tip my landlord and like all this stuff that like you know is all about like you gotta like set yourself apart from the pack. I think she was just trying to do that, you know, and like she made a big bet that it was gonna pay off and that like I don't know did she think it was actually gonna work eventually?
No. At a certain point, she realized it wasn't going to work.
But then she got in too deep. By that point, you just got too
yeah,
deep.
Because she knew she was going to end up in prison, so she wanted to do anything to, like, not end up in prison, and where
yeah,
is she right now? What I think is one of the more disgusting parts of it all is her little scheme to get out of...
the kids?
Yeah. To get out of the prison sentence. She had kids and was like, look, I've got to raise my kids. And they were, and the judge was like, you can have a like a year. Like, her trial kept getting pushed back because she was like, oh, like, I had kids.
That's kind of funny. I mean, it sucks for the kids.
It does suck for the kids because, like, now their dad has to raise them alone because he's going to be in prison for 11 years. Like,
okay, but have you seen the pictures of this man? Like, I would want to have kids with him, too, to be fair.
Whoa. I mean, I do think that, like, it was...
He's pretty cute.
I think it was... I can't click on anything on this computer. It's absurd. I think it is,
I really feel like we're
like,
running a podcast here.
I think like that was all like intentional. Like, I don't even know, like, she, I don't even know this like backstory with her husband, because she was dating the other guy for like quite some time.
Yeah, but this guy's really an upgrade. IMHO.
I mean, yeah, but also she was literally groomed.
Ramesh Palwani.
But apparently she's friends with one of the Real Housewives in prison. The prison that she's in.
Why would the Real Housewives sent to prison?
Because, I don't know. Like, they're probably the same thing, like fraud. I think they all go to, like, the same kinds of prisons. She's only 40. That really sucks. 11 years is a long time. I think that she's in a really nice prison.
She's in a minimum secure. She's fine. She's so fine. I don't feel bad for her.
No, I don't feel bad for her either. Like, I would... It's like, the thing is, like, just don't do things that are gonna, like, make you get sent to prison. Like, mm-hmm. if you're, like... like defrauding investors and like threatening people because you're like doing a sham science because you literally, I mean, like, it's just all of it from the start is like, oh no, what'd you expect? And also terrible for the legacy of other girl bosses that are trying to be inventive and do things.
Cause there's plenty of other girl bosses.
Name one.
Hillary Clinton.
Name a woman.
Wait, I killed that though.
Hillary Clinton doesn't count. I'm talking after Elizabeth Holmes.
Mm.
A leading woman in the, like...
Betsy DeVos.
STEM field.
Oh, it's no. STEM? Come on, woman can't... Sorry, kidding.
That's yeah, there you go. You can't name one because she like, promised a big game.
I don't know if it's her fault, though.
And now no one wants to trust women.
Wait, I actually... Okay, you know how I said I don't feel bad for her? This is true, but... I totally see how she got to where she was, and like, once you're already like committed to this thing and you took a gamble, like, I could totally see that it's hard to like backtrack at that point, and you just continue doing it and you hope maybe one day it pays off. Like, I don't think it's that outlandish.
No, I think that she like I think that she like came into this with like good intentions, like, and I think that she like genuinely like thought that she would like change the world. But it's also like, to do something like this and like, because a lot of her whole thing was that, like, she's a woman, and, like, that's why people are against her. And, like, when people were like, you're crazy, or, like, you can't do that, she was like, I'm a woman. She's like, if I was a man, you'd let me do it. And, like, that was, like, kind of her whole thing, and, like, I mean, very much, like...
I'm a woman. If I was a man, I could do that.
Yeah. No, but, like, that's the thing. And then she, like, made that whole thing. And then what did she do? She just, like... completely messed it up for like the rest of everyone, like for literally everyone else, because she was like, oh, it's important that, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I am like, it's just like, she was like, oh, a leading figure, but also I need to make money and protect my image. But then it's like, you ruined it for all the other aspiring girl bosses, because she like literally marketed her whole thing about like being a woman. It's really crazy. Also, that the other guy just got like more prison time than her.
And, I was thinking about that.
I feel like
that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, right.
Like, also, if you think 11 years is a long time, how about 12 years at the age of like 55?
Yeah,
that's the rest of your
tough.
Life.
You're done. Where is for. He in prison?
Probably the same one.
Why did she do it? That's a really good question, NPR. I wonder if they talked about this on a podcast. They should hire us.
She was fighting for girl bosses everywhere.
He's
in LA. Oh, poor guy.
Oh man, could you imagine being in LA? That's God. Prison in itself.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to prison in Texas or live in LA?
Oh.
Live in LA and be an influencer, or live in a minimum security prison with Elizabeth Holmes?
Do I get to talk to her?
Yeah.
Okay. That one.
Yeah, I feel like that's the obvious choice.
But honestly, like, if I weren't just, like, anti-LA, I'd probably say LA.
I mean, like, but that's the whole...
His prison,
like,
looks quite nice, though.
I think that's, like, the whole question. Like, would you rather be in L.A. or, like, a prison in Texas?
Well, if I weren't, I... Not to reveal my origins to everyone on this show.
I know that you're from New York, but I'm saying, like, I'm also saying that, and, yeah. Like...
That's
like,
you're
L.A.
a professional
hater. No, L.A. just seems terrible.
I agree.
10 minutes I spent there,
wait,
I hated.
I'm looking at the prison he's in, though. It looked kind of nice.
What's it called?
Federal Correction. Just Terminal Island, L.A. I mean, it doesn't look that nice. But it's got green fields.
I mean, it is still like a prison.
He gets a baseball field and a track and a tennis court.
Are you kidding?
A basketball court? This place is crazy.
You get, like, rewarded for committing crimes.
Damn. They should send everyone into... Never mind. That's a controversial take.
What?
No.
Were you about to say?
It was going to say, like, it was going to be a dumb joke.
Like, they should send everyone to prison?
Yeah. I didn't know...
Who's everyone?
Sarcasm, like, allowed on WMFO?
Yeah, like, I just, like...
You guys don't get in, like, legal trouble for that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, a mobster is there. I wonder if they're friends.
Really burning up radio time right now. Everyone's having
such
a great time.
Oh my god, speaking of. Time to burn some more time. It is PSA time. Oh god, this. Oh, puppies are on this page. I'll read this. 30-second public service announcement. What? Okay. Every nose needs a home.
So true.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio.
Amen to that.
There you go. Adopt, don't shop, everyone. Back to what I was saying.
The important stuff.
But can I just say that, like...
Please.
Thank you. Can I just say that maybe we just hype up, like, what it means to, like, have a podcast in the first place? Like...
True.
I feel like, there are different kinds of podcasting... There's, like, the news podcasting, where it's, like, useful, and, you know, like, you have information to give out. Then you have the, like, investigative podcasts, which are very informative, and if you haven't done your research, it shows a lot. But if you have, it's a really good podcast. And then you have other podcasts where it's literally just people sitting there and talking, and they're usually, like, famous of some sorts. But I would like to say that if you choose to go down the route of investigative podcasts or telling, like,
isn't
some
that just
sort
like
of
journalism?
Story,
like, what's the difference there?
Sure, it's journalism.
Okay.
I think podcasting is journalism. Like, news podcasting is journalism.
Yeah, that's fair.
What we're doing, certainly not. I mean, maybe.
I feel quite journalistic.
Entertainment. Anyway, if you choose to do investigative podcast, you need to figure out what you're talking about. I was listening to, like, a Radiolab podcast the other day about Einstein's brain, and it was interesting, and it could have been so much more interesting, and they kept running into, like, they would, like, talk about a scientific article, and then one of them would be like, whoa, what does that mean? And then the other one would just go, I don't know. And or they'd be like, oh, but I have no idea what that means, because, like, it's science or whatever. And, like, I understand, like...
That was a little crazy.
It's maybe not, like, the easiest subject to approach. However, it is, like, a little bit crazy to, like, go into something and be like, I'm going to make a podcast, and then literally, like, not know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Also, arguably, radio is, like, it's the real deal. Like, it's raw. This is, like, unedited footage. In a podcast, they had time to edit.
Yeah, they literally could...
They had time to, like, hear back, like, play it back, whatever, and then... Maybe we should have
looked that up before we put that out.
They could, like, pause the entire podcast and looked it up.
Yeah,
and then come back to it.
And, like, I don't know. I just was it was shocking to me. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever claim to know everything, and so that's why I think we're allowed to take artistic, what is it, like, freedom?
Liberty?
Yeah, with what we say on the show, because
it's a free country.
We don't actually know what we're talking about. And I'll be the first to say it.
Speak for yourself, first and last. I know everything.
Jeez. Okay. Then what do you want to talk about?
Oh, gosh. No, I just say I know everything.
Okay.
You're still the boss.
Didn't you want to listen to one of your songs? I gave you one measly song to play.
You asked if you could play one measly song. That was...
can you tell where? I didn't plan music.
Was it all the something air that I breathe?
The air that I breathe by the Hollies.
You.
You're really going for it on radio. I can't wait to listen to that back. Okay, we'll play some music now. Whatever, fine. Whatever. Enjoy.
now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
That was Total Eclipse of the Heart, if you didn't know. And then before that was The Air That I Breathe by The Hollies. Yeah, great song. Honestly, no notes. No, nothing to say.
No improvements. You would have done it exactly the same.
Yeah, if I could do that, I would do that exactly the same.
Give yourself some credit. You're on a radio show.
Wait, you're right. I could do anything. No, that song's a classic. It was one of the songs that we listened to on the way home from the eclipse, obviously. But it was also my sister's favorite song, and it's a great one, honestly. I honestly, like, don't have many things to say except for, like, I've screamed that song many times when I was, like, 12 years old.
Cause I think we all have.
Have we all?
No, I haven't. But yeah, I can imagine.
You didn't even know what the song was. I was like, oh, cue that. And you're like, I don't know that.
Don't expose me in front of all our fans.
All of our fans. That's a all 12 funny people one. Watching? Okay, it's 18. Listening, sorry. 18. Oh. It says 25, but at 18 unique.
Hey, double digits is a.
Is a success. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Anyway, we have an X, and we have another song.
Wimpho Nation, turn up.
Oh man.
Sorry.
Oh man. don't do that again. All right. Or is enough.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door and throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
Sorry, I have, like, no idea what I just did, but my computer just really wanted to play Total Eclipse of the Heart again, I guess.
That's a sign.
That was really bizarre. Good thing the song was almost over. That was really, really weird. I didn't even touch my computer. That's so bizarre.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, someone's mad at me. Anyway, it's almost the end of the hour. I can't stop yawning. I'm exhausted. You guys are probably exhausted from listening to us talk.
It's been hard work on both ends.
I've walked 5 miles today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not to flex.
It's like not
to flex on, not to flex on everyone that ran a marathon today, but I walked 5 miles today, so who's the real winner here?
You deserve a medal.
No. So, yeah, thanks for listening to Pisces Season. I'm Lauren. Maybe I actually won't be back here next week. Oh, man.
Don't tell them that. They'll be devastated. How are they going to survive
the week?
I'll
be back next week. I'm
I certainly will.
Celebrating going to New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
True. Wait, so you won't be back next week?
Yeah.
So sad.
No.
Happy Passover, everyone.
Yeah. Maybe I'll pick up a shift on radio and go on at a random time. I've been tempted to, okay? Anyway, thanks for listening. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I really appreciate that people will sit through me rambling. Really means a lot. Yeah. Anything else to say?
I wanted to say something clever, but I don't have anything.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy this last song and good night.
Bye.
This morning.